Hi, everybody. My name is Beth. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm a hardcore compulsive eater and bulimic. I'm grateful to be here. And thank you, Joy, for this just awesome series. I just, you know, this just want to give a shout out to Joy. Yay, Joy. Yay. God is working through you today. My God, you know, just the speakers. And I looked back at the flyer. Very, very tricky, creative, step recovery. Every month there's a different speaker. Today is, edging God out or easing God out. And so it's E. Anyway, the theme for each month spells step recovery over the 12 months. That's pretty cool. But, yeah, my name's Beth, overeater, bulimic, just really, just such a hardcore addict. I mean, I really am. I really am. And, you know, lately I've been thinking about this, you know, in my other program, we call it edging God out, but either way it's ego, you know, and here's my magnet. I don't know if you can see this. There it is. Yay. I've been thinking about that because, you know, it's funny. It's really easy for me to be spiritual when things are going well. It's like, oh, God's so good. I'm so grateful. And then as soon as things, you know, get scary or like if something happens, it's like I go right. God's nowhere in sight. You know, where'd God go? Oh, you know, and I'll talk to my sponsor and she'll ask me and she'll say, so, you know, where was God in all this? Or, you know, did you pray? And I was like, oh yeah, that's why I need her. That's why I need you guys, because my God works through you. My God talks through you. I'm just really grateful. I think I heard, and Barb, I've known Barbara for years before she moved here in service. I knew her at Region and World Service, and she was always on the podium and I was in the crowd, but I always wanted to be on the podium. I want to lead the world. I want to rule the world and I want you to like it. You know, I think one of the first meetings I went to, this guy shared that and I was like, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I want to just rule you all. And I want you guys to just, you know, ask for more. But the truth is I'm not qualified. I'm just not qualified to even run my own life. You know, I'm really grateful that I'm grateful to OA. I'm grateful that I got to the place in my addiction where I had to practice this program. I had to reach for this program to the best of my ability, because my motivation is not to be spiritual. It's not to be serene. It's to not be obsessed with food, to not have to act out on my food addiction every day, you know. I just don't have the power. And I'm going to call God, but higher power, whatever. My God is strong. My God is strength. More than anything, my God is strength. My God gives me strength and my God gives me peace. And I wish, you know, I kept, so I came to OA and my first sponsor, I was just wanting that little trick, that little, just whatever this, the key was that would, you know, get me abstinent and keep me from throwing up, you know, from hiding in my room and going to the store and fighting with my husband so I could storm out of the house and get some more food, you know, but he didn't know that, to hide in my bed with the bowl of M&Ms under the covers, reading with the door shut, my beautiful home, my 3-year-old kid, and just, you know, neglecting everybody you know, except my food, my best friend, my buddy, my higher power. You know, food was a power greater than me. It is, and it continues to be. So step 10, basically, you know, edging God out. So the reason that I try to do my higher power's will is because I don't want to eat. I don't want to go back to that. That's the same reason that I don't eat my binge foods, because and the you know, my truth is, my experience is that I came to OA back in November 15th of 2000. And you know what? I lied. It's been 20 plus years. It'll be 21 if I don't, you know, I'll be have 21 years in program on the 15th. So, yep, still working on that honesty. But yeah, you know, every day I'll get on my knees. I do get on my knees every day. And I asked, I said, God, please keep me sober and abstinent, and please help me to do your will and to be of service, you know, just that's all it is. And I don't do a lot of reading. I don't do, you know, and I'll meditate. I meditate many days, not all days. So what I was thinking about, you know, edging God out, easing God out, you know, step 10 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So let's see, where did it go? Oh, yes. We relax, take it easy. We don't struggle. Oh, that's step 11, isn't it? Anyway, okay, every day is a day when I must carry the vision of God's will into all of my activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with me constantly. I can exercise my willpower along this line all I wish. It is the proper use of my will. So my experience with doing my higher power, God's will, is that things work so much better when I try to do God's will. That is the truth, because as soon as I get myself out of the way and try to do good, you know, I remember when I first came into program and I was trying to figure out how to know what God's will was. And it was, if I do something, is it going to help or is it going to hurt? And if I don't know, then don't do anything. And that's the hardest thing of all sometimes, is to just do nothing, to just wait, you know, to just be okay. So God got me so many promotions. Like when I started trying to do God's will, I got promoted and promoted and promoted, because every day I was just trying to be of service. I was just trying to be helpful and amazing, you know, and to be honest with my feelings, you know, like when this bank lady, she was rude to me on the phone, you know, I called for help and she was condescending and rude. And I kind of just like swallowed it, you know what I mean? Where you just kind of push it down. And I thought, you know, and so I don't know if I called her back or if we spoke again, but I said, I just wanted to let you know how you affected me. And I told her how I felt, honestly, instead of wondering what I could do to, you know, how can I let that person know without being honest, you know, but honesty is really great. You know, loving honesty, that is God right there. And, I love OA. I'm so stubborn. I have never left OA. I came in, I got a sponsor. I still have a sponsor. I started doing service and I have never left, and I will never leave, because I know what it's like out there. I was in program for like 9 years before I stopped eating my binge foods. I wasn't purging. I wasn't, you know, wasn't binging, but I was still doing my little meal replacement plan on whatever recreational sugar. And I finally You know, and it was affecting me. It was progressing. This, and it was playing out in my life. And I'm so glad. So in 2009, I needed a new sponsor, and she wouldn't sponsor me unless I abstained from sugar. And she said, are you willing to do practice the 301, three meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time, and abstain from sugar? She goes, now it's very doable. And she told me how. And I said, yes, even though I didn't really believe it. But that's my truth too. Like, I've had sponsors who asked me to call in my food. Now, if you had told me I needed to call in my food in order to come to OA, I never would have come here. Like, no. You just, you know, everything. Okay, God, you can have everything but my food. Okay. Because I need my food. I need to have what I want, when I want, how I want it. But you know, I've always done what my sponsor asked me. You know, they want me to tell you, you know, call in your food every day. Okay. You know, but the willingness has come for me slowly. So I just really, hats off to our friend from LA for just, you know, not leaving, you know. Wow, that's amazing. That's really, and to be brave. And there was a long time when I didn't want to tell people at the meetings that I was struggling, because I thought I should be better by now. You know, well, I should be better by now. I've been around this long. I don't want to, but you know, the truth is that that's what helps people the most, I think. And I've gone through a major life shift right now, just after having these properties that helped support my husband and I through the years. He did the repairs and I did the finances, and we sold both of them. And it's just a major shift. And I've noticed myself hanging on to the food more, just wanting to change how I feel. And I'm just really grateful that because of God, because every day and at night, I get on my knees again and I thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for keeping me sober and abstinent. Even though I'm like, was I really sober? Was I really abstinent? I'm like, I don't know, man. But the truth is that nobody does this program perfectly. And I definitely don't. And I think for me, the gift that allowed me to walk in the doors was that I knew it wasn't going to be pretty. I just knew, but I knew I had to come in, and I knew that I had to have OA. I mean, if my other program would have worked, I would never come to OA. Who wants to come to OA? I sure didn't. But yeah, so it's been hard. Life is hard, right? I mean, life is hard. It's not easy. I mean, I think I always thought life should be easy. Like, you go to work, you come home, you have a drink, you have dessert, oh my God, but it's not. Life is hard. And this program is hard. It takes action. I have to act my way into right feeling. And so the action is taking my steps, taking my own inventory, is being honest when I'm wrong. It's admitting that I lost my temper. I was afraid that I wouldn't get what I wanted, so I acted out. Another thing that's happened just in the last several years is my daughter's, you know, thank God she's not an overeater. I'd made a decision, conscious decision, when she was growing up, that I would not talk about food or weight or what I ate or what she's eating, that would never be a focus. But she's let me know just how damaged she is from how I raise, you know, my impact on her. And I'm able to hear that. And she still talks to us. But that's very, very hard. I got to do a lot of crying over that. And that's a gift right there, because I'm not a crier. I don't cry. And that's the thing. Like, I've been able to cry the last year and a half, which is, as one of my sponsors said, is a sign that you're changing, that there's an inner shift. And so I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful to OA. Right now I'm your website, your webmaster. After, you know, I was always so afraid, and security was so important to me. I worked at the U of A. I knew they had a hard time firing you. I knew I'd have benefits and retirement. And then the thing that I'd done all these years stopped. I couldn't hold a job. They pushed me out at the U of A. I tried temping, doing, you know, office business stuff. I couldn't hold a temp job. And so God took everything away. And I'd always wanted to be a computer programmer. And I knew that I had to try, even if I might fail, because that's my MO. I'm not going to try unless I'm sure I'll be successful. And I'm pretty sure I can be one of the best. So I went back to school, and that's because of OA. That is all OA. So I'm not sure. Just want to thank Barbara for your share. Thank you, Barbara. I mean, I've known you forever, and I was so glad when you moved to Tucson, and we've gotten to do service together and get to know each other a little. And we've worked through some uncomfortable times and been honest with each other. And that's how this works. You know, I don't cut and run anymore. I don't just, all right, well, that was uncomfortable. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You know, well, you probably think I'm a loser, or you pissed me off. So you're cut off. No, you know, we work through things, you know, and I think, you know, Joy and I have had our times, and we work through them, and we get to the other side. So I do love OA. OA works. OA works. I wouldn't be here if it didn't. Thank you.